This goes to Dr. Goodman, G-O-O-D-M-A-N, fax 616-754-9883, regarding John Parr, P like Paul, A-R-R, date of birth February 21st, 1952. Dear Dr. Goodman, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Parr with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, a history of a parathyroid adenoma that was surgically removed, and hypertension. His last visit was December 27th of 2021. His weight is stable. He's been feeling well. No illnesses, no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. His pravastatin was switched to Lipitor 10 milligram daily. He also occasionally uses Parafon Forte muscle relaxers, a 500 milligram daily at bedtime if needed, but that's also rarely used. And he's on amlodipine 10 with valsartan 320, one daily. The Synthroid is 50 microgram, and Flomax is 0.4 milligram, two daily. He's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does follow a low-salt diet. Physical exam, weight 231 pounds, pulse 72. Blood pressure, or pulse ox is 92% on room air. And blood pressure left arm sitting large adult cuff is 142 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no edema, no ulcerations or lesions are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 2nd of 2022. Creatinine is 2.33, which is stable. Previous levels were 2.28, 2.17, and 2.43. Albumin is 3.9, calcium 8.6. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 2.4. Hemoglobin 15.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. Hypertension is very near to goal. Home blood pressure readings are much lower than ours usually, 120 to 130 over 70 to 80, the patient reports. Benign prostatic hypertrophy, currently on maximum dose of Flomax. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 1 to 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.